I've noticed a very interesting pattern of ghosting from clients this year. And I don't just mean clients. I mean, I've noticed an interesting pattern with everybody this year. And I wonder if it has to do with accountability. So if you go back to the 60s, like everyone has their Gen X parents that have a totally different worldview, and that's fine. But, you know, they all talk about how us internet people are like different and how we're all like wired different and we're all weird and how we don't have any values or something. I think it's interesting because back then, the one thing that they had that the internet didn't was a sense of social accountability, because you didn't actually have any way to connect people besides that. So you had the social fabric and it was more like a net, and everybody kind of was wired in that net together a little bit. Just as a assumption. I mean, it's very much an assumption, but I mean, you had your neighbor, you know, it's like you had the people that you were around. And so there was the social fabric you all woven together. And now that we have the internet, it's kind of just this woven amalgam. And that means that, I mean, you can do things and get away with it. No one knows. That's how people post mean things on Reddit, and there's no accountability. I think the first Reddit post I ever made, I was like 11th or 12th grade, and I posted some like meme about something, you know, where I was, it was like a meme video where I was analyzing like a movie or something. And then I got absolutely shellacked because I posted on a subreddit where they took it seriously and they were like, you are, you know, this is not, I made it like funny or something, and they thought it was not serious or whatever. And so I think it's interesting because when you lack accountability in a society and there's no accountability, then everyone can just behave however they want, right? And I think that that's when there's no consequences or accountability, right? And that has made our society tremendously frustrating to navigate. It is very hard to navigate a society where we don't hold each other accountable, because now, I mean, how do you do that? I mean, how do you do it? If I am going to try to navigate my, if I'm going to try to talk to people on the phone and I call people, I've had a couple of calls, but some voicemails. If I try to navigate a conversation with someone, they can just hang up on me with no consequences at all. There is no expectation. I'm not expecting them to be nice per se, but like there's this expectation that there's no accountability to anything we do socially or otherwise. And even if there was, the only accountability I expect is a lawsuit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if anybody thinks like that, but I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong thing on the phone and suddenly I'm sued, you know? And so, because like I said, I'm starting my agency, and it's like, I get very frustrated because I'm very nervous about this, but I'm also very bothered because I think if we somehow, there's no way that is ever going to come. We're never, ever going to have a situation where we're going to have accountability. And I'm talking social accountability. There is interesting because there are certain things that we do on the internet that I actually think are quite fascinating and actually quite good. So certain things where like there's certain things where like racist stuff that we just don't do. Like you just don't say on the internet. There's certain things with PDF files, if you know what I'm saying, that we just don't do on the internet. Like it's just I've always thought that's cool that we say that's bad. Have you ever thought about that? Like we think that's bad, and there's no way the amalgam of the internet is going to accept that. I've thought that that's very cool that we draw the line somewhere as an amalgam, as a decentralized, whatever we are, internet world. But that being said, there are still levels of accountability that I wish could be pushed further a little bit. I wish people respected each other more. I wish people were not so disrespectful because they know they can get away with it, you know? And that has now translated to the way people communicate and to the way people interact in business. And I've had many times where I go to call a client to like interact with them and they go, I'll call you later. Nothing, no callback, nothing. I go to call them, nothing for 3 days. And then when I call them back, they didn't even remember they ghosted me. And, you know, you might attribute that to, oh, they were busy. But it's like, no, dude, like at a certain point, when I'm the one trying to be accountable to myself and they aren't accountable, again, I totally recognize I'm not the center of the world. And I'm the one being accountable and that's fine. But it makes it very frustrating because then you feel like you're the only one being held accountable when other people are not. And that is there's friction there emotionally. A lot of emotional friction with that. And it's hard. Because you want to help, or you want to talk to a client about their analytics, or you want to talk to, you know, or you want to sell something to a client. You want to say, hey, I have this really awesome product. I'm very confident. I'll tell you a great story. I had a client. This is a great example. I had a lead that I was pursuing just recently. It was the first lead I ever called. Oh man, I'll tell you, this was a great one. But I had a lead that I just called a couple days ago, and it was the first one I ever called in my life for this purpose. And I found them using an AI tool that I created. I was going to make an app out of it, actually, and I might still do that. But I created a Python script that generates leads using AI for my purpose. It's very effective. And so what it does is it uses Google Maps to figure out what leads are the best for me, long story short, and it works. And what I did is I found this client in like West Michigan, and then I go to their website. Their website is 10 years old. It was run by it still had the banner on it. It still had like a Wix site URL. The banner like led to like a network of like a cat lady that like ran the website. It was just really weird, right? This was like a real estate agency. Super, super like, and they were like advertising that did millions of dollars, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, right? So I'm like super excited thinking I'm gonna like, I found a good lead. I then go on their Google business listing. It's missing a bunch of information. And then what I see is I see that on their Facebook, they're posting. So they're there. They exist. They're posting. It's this real estate agency that needs data. So what I do, they certainly need help. Like they need a new website and SEO and all that. It's a great lead, right? So what I do is I go to call the phone number of the, I cold email an agent. Their inbox is full. Of course, that's a good sign. I then call the number. This was the hardest call I ever make. I call the number that is listed on this person's voicemail. And when I call, I get a voicemail. I left a voicemail stuttering the whole time. And I threw my phone down. I said, I did it. I made the call. And I realized, no, I have to call the actual office. So I go and I call the Google business listing number. And what I get is a disconnected phone line. It's like a Verizon disconnected number on their Google business listing. I'm like, how on earth are you running? How is that business running? How? There's no way. Again, they're posting on Facebook. So, and they're legit posts. So it's like they're running their business with a Google business with no public phone number that you can get access to, or whatever. If there is one, I couldn't find one. And then when I call the agent, I get a voicemail, right? So I'm like, what? Like, it was just crazy, right? So it's my point. I feel like we as a society have disconnected ourselves because we don't hold ourselves accountable because there's no accountability because we've let go of that, you know? And it's hard as someone trying to be accountable in a world of lack of accountability. That's actually a value I think I hold really dear to me because, and a lot of people like that about me because the interactions I do have where I'm like calling multiple days in a row and I go like, am I bugging you? Like, is this too much? Or like, no, keep doing it. Like, cause you're being accountable when I can't be. I realized that was something that was kind of a strength, but it's very frustrating when you're trying to do that and it doesn't happen, you know? And it's like, I say I'm going to do something and I try to do it and I'm like, I have to do this and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but I show up. And obviously, again, everyone has their own life, but that accountability problem has been one that's been on my mind a lot because it's hard to interact with people in the world of business when they don't hold themselves accountable. Again, I had mentioned in another video about the first lady that ever mentioned Google Ads to me just totally ghosted me. Like, she set me up. She gave me her credit card. She, like, all this stuff. She gave me her because, like, when you run Google Ads, if it stops, you have to, like, put the card info in. And she, like, just sent me a screenshot. I was like, okay. Like, all right. I had to delete it. And all this stuff. And invited me to the portal. Ghosted me. Totally disappeared. And I was like, what? So person I met in person too. So it's just like when you have that happen, you're like, I don't even know what do you even do? You stop wondering what's real and you start going, man, like, does anybody actually care? Because I want a relationship with someone where they'll pick up the phone every time because I pick up the phone every time, you know? And that's what I want. I want that with my clients and I want clients like that. And, you know, you get enough of those clients, you're good for a long time and you sort of generate the stability that way a little bit. You know, and I feel it's not so much stability, but it's like maybe I feel like stability doesn't really exist. I'll probably do a video about that too. But like, I don't know. I feel like if I have 20 clients that are genuinely as rigorous and disciplined about it and not even disciplined, but yeah, they're accountable. That will provide the stability that I'm looking for. And I doubt I'm going to get that. You know, my model is a subscription related model, but it's extremely affordable for what they're getting. But it's very frustrating because it makes me go like, man, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know. I hope as I grow and do this year, I grow through this. Even if it's the acceptance of I'm the only one that's going to ever be accountable you know, maybe then that's the case. But again, that just makes me feel like I have to go to the funeral of the man who's going to be dying, the man that believed that people could ever be held accountable. You know what I mean? Or the or the man that would die in that situation would be the man that is me that believes that people will hold themselves accountable. That man will have to die if that ends up being the case. I don't know that it will be, but we'll have to see.